Hello, hello. Hello, my beautiful friend. I am bringing you this love gram from my mother's house in northeastern Ohio. She lives just about a quarter of a mile from the Pennsylvania border. And I don't have any music for you today. I'm sorry about that. I do love to start with music, but it's a little easier with my setup back home in my studio. I'm just sitting here in my childhood bedroom that still looks like it's from the 1970s, which I love. So, hi, I am going to jump right in and tell you something. I hope that my friend Trisha ends up listening to this. She listened to my love grams and she had left me a voice note in response to the one from last week. And in it, she said something that really jumped out at me. And it was just a simple phrase that we've all heard 1,000 times, but I want to say this to you. She said, "What am I waiting for?" And let me say that again. What am I waiting for? And, you know, that is such an amazing phrase because she was using it in reference to a big, big dream that she and her partner are pursuing right now. And so when I'm talking to you about this phrase, what am I waiting for? I just want you to let drop in anything that comes to your mind. You know, so it might be something like that. You know, it might be you've wanted to start writing a book, or you wanted to start painting again, or you've wanted to take up jogging, or you wanted to move across country or to, you know, Europe or somewhere else around the world. Maybe you want to travel more. Maybe there's a relationship, a friendship or a romantic relationship that you've known for a long time that it's time to transition out of. I don't know what it is for you, but that phrase, when she said it, I just thought that is just the most powerful phrase that we can ask ourselves, right? Because, and I think she was alluding to, I'm not sure if this was last week or the week before. It's hard for me to remember from week to week what my previous love grams were about. But I think I may have been talking about relationships. Well, it doesn't matter what I was talking about then. This is what's coming up for me now, which is that idea of, you know, what I talk about a lot, which is if we want to have that more connected, deeper, really relationships that really support us and make us feel alive in who we are in the world, and they make us feel connected, and they help us grow. And if we want to have those kinds of deep relationships, we do have to ask ourselves, what am I waiting for? You know, and if not now, when? And especially, you know, here we are, it's now, where are we? December 11th. So we're right in the middle of the holiday season for most people. I know not everybody celebrates these winter holidays, but it's hard to not somehow have them impact you, especially with the new year around the corner. Because even if you don't celebrate the holidays, the new year also brings up all these questions of who am I? What am I doing? Am I living the life that I've imagined for myself? Am I living the life that is calling to me? And I didn't know where I was going to go with this. As always, you guys know, I just turn on the recorder and start talking, and I'm going to give it a pause. Almost, you know how sometimes when I have music, that gives me a chance to pause and see, it's almost as if life kind of talks to me a little bit. Oh, that's, I love how that happens. It's so magical. This morning I was doing a meditation, and it's a particular guided meditation by Joe Dispenza. And in that meditation, one of the things that came in very strongly actually was that I want to commit myself fully to this idea of asking the questions to life, to God, to the universe, to source, to whatever you call it. You guys know my favorite is something. I wish I knew who said this. I can't remember who said it, but it was so great. I think whoever it was said, you know, the great something, something. And I love that. But so what came in this meditation today, and this is related, I'll circle it back, I hope. What came in was this idea of, I really want to commit fully to not trying to figure things out by myself, not thinking I need to know things, not thinking that, you know, I have to somehow get from A to Z all by myself, but really, truly trusting, just like I do every week when I show up with you. I trust that when I show up and I turn on the recorder, that something will come through that is supposed to come through, and that I don't have to know, right? I don't have to slave all week thinking about what I'm going to say to you. Just I can trust that there's a universal intelligence that will serve me and hopefully serve you. Okay, so before I lose this trail, so what happened this morning was, it was a very, very, very strong, almost like a declaration that came through when I was doing this meditation, that I will live my life with this trust that if I ask, and this is very important, that I create the space to really listen, and this is also very important, that I follow the spiritual breadcrumbs that are given to me, taking, you know, whatever small steps are given to me. If I do those three things, then I can live this sort of guided, effortless life that is, I'm putting this in quotes, you know, what's quote unquote supposed to be. So instead of my ego trying to figure all this out about my life, which is how I spent a lot of my life, it came very, very, very strongly to me. These are practices that I have been doing for many years now, but I really had to commit in a new way, a new, deeper way. And so how is this connected to what Tricia said? You know, when Tricia said, what am I waiting for? What that says to me is that there's some place in all of us, there's some place in our lives, and it could be something small and practical, like, for instance, I need to do some updates to my website, and I get stuck, you know, because I'm not sure, do I go with this person or that person? Do I do a whole big thing or do a little thing? You know, something like that. It could be something small like that, which isn't very, it's not like an emotional thing. Or it could be, like I said earlier, something like Trisha's big dream, or it could be, you know, a big relationship question you have. It could be about leaving a job or starting a business or making a big move. But when we have that question, what am I waiting for, posed to us like I'm doing to you, and an answer comes to you, like, let's just say that what drops in as you're listening to this is like, yeah, you know, man, I have really wanted to start that book. You know, let's say you want to start writing a book, but it's a big thing and you don't know where to start. And you don't know what the outline is and you don't even really know what the topic is, or you don't, you know what I mean? Then to apply what I'm saying, which is to simply start by asking whatever, whatever you call it, something, something. You ask the great something, something, hey, I really want to start this book. Can you help? You know, like that. And then listen. And when I say listen, I mean really like to pay attention. Like what catches your attention in the next, you know, few hours or few days? What kind of sparkles? What seems as if suddenly like, oh my gosh, you know, here's an article about this that seems like it's related, or somebody says something new and it feels related, or you just get an idea, or you just have a little inkling, to really trust that. And then that third piece, right? So you ask and you listen. And the third piece is you follow whatever spiritual breadcrumbs come to you that kind of nudge you in a certain direction. And chances are it will be one small thing, right? So it's not about, I want to write a book. how am I going to write a book? No, it's, you know, some small thing will come to you. Something will drop in that will say like, hey, you know, what if you just went to that cafe you love and wrote one paragraph of whatever you want to write about? You know what I mean? Or what if something will come to you that's a small step? So I know this isn't very, you know, holiday-ish, and I hope that's okay. I guess it has to be because this is what's coming through. And actually, because it's kind of an interesting thing, I think over the past few weeks, I've been talking to you about how do you create a culture during this time that is yours. And so maybe in some ways it's fitting that I'm not, you know, I could have been talking to you about the holidays or, you know, visiting family or creating one-of-a-kind gifts, which of course I love all of that. But this is what wanted to come through. And it's a perfect example for me of trusting, you know, maybe there's one person out there that this is exactly what they needed to hear. I don't know, right? But maybe what I will do now that I've just made that whole preface is I do want to say, what am I waiting for? I want you to think about that in terms of whatever dropped in for you already. But I think I do also want you to think about it in terms of the relationships in your life and in terms of this holiday season. Let's return to that for just a couple minutes before I go, which is that, what kinds of relationships do you want? What do you want the holidays to feel like? Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? What feels like the right way to celebrate? And I'm putting right in quotes. What feels like the right way to celebrate for you? And when I say, what am I waiting for in that context? Like, how long until you give yourself permission to live the life that you want to live? How long before you give yourself permission to either buy the gifts you want to buy or not buy gifts, or, you know, not do the big dinner and just order food for takeout, or have a quiet day with just your spouse or whatever? Like, what are you waiting for until you give yourself permission to have the life you want? Right? And in the context of relationships and the holidays and the new year, it's really as simple. It's one of those simple but not easy things. It's as simple as that. No one from the outside is going to give you the permission to live the life that's yours to live. Nobody. It's totally yours to claim. It's yours to live. And I think, certainly for me, you guys know, so I'm 57. I paused because I wasn't sure if I was 57 or 58 because they're so similar. I'm 57. And it's like, what am I waiting for? If not now, when? Right? If not now, when will I do XYZ? When will I have the relationships I want? When will I travel to the places I want to go? When will I step into whatever that next big dream is? So I hope that serves you. I hope you also will really commit to at least trying out the practice that came to me so strongly to devote my life to even more, which is ask. You know, when you're not sure, or when you want to head in a certain direction, or when something's puzzling you or hard or challenging, just ask whatever you believe in. And if you don't believe in anything, that's okay. Just ask a tree. You know, I honestly, I know that sounds funny, but go stand in front of a tree and just say to the tree, please help me. You know, what do I need to know? Because some part of yourself or your higher self will respond. It will. And listen. And then take whatever little step. And let me know how it goes, okay? So I love you so much. And I appreciate so much hearing from you. as I always say, thank you for those of you who send me little notes and tell me, you know, what resonated. And thank you especially to you, Tricia, if you're listening to this. And thanks for saying that. Thank you for really, you know, it jumped out at me. What am I waiting for? If not now, when? Okay, take good care. Take good care of yourselves during the holidays especially. And remember, give yourselves permission to live the life you want. And I don't mean in a selfish way. You guys know that. I don't mean in a selfish way. Take care of the people. Love the people you love. You know, support people in what they want as well. But what I mean is, overall, you know, this is your time to give yourself permission to be who you want to be and to have the kinds of relationships you want and to do it all with, of course, love and peace and joy and celebration. Okay, bye-bye.